We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, we're going to talk some NFL draft with Ken Zales of PressBox. Ken, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Good, man. And I do want to ask you if you're willing to talk about it. You had a birthday party tonight, right?
I did have a birthday party tonight.
How was that?
It was great. It's the perfect party for me.
Let's clean up.
You know, nobody showed up in the house, so I didn't have a lot of cleanup to do. But everybody got to celebrate my son Jonah's 16th birthday tonight.
So, real quick before we get to some football stuff, my son Peyton is 18. His birthday is at the end of January, and we always run into, you know, Super Bowl, like planning it out, Ravens in the playoffs, and trying to plan out his birthday. And this year, you know, I really had a hunch that, like a lot of people did, I thought the Ravens were going to have a good shot to go to the AFC Championship or the Super Bowl, so we were putting it off. He still hasn't had his 18th birthday, so I feel like a terrible dad. But one year we had his birthday. I think it was his 16th or 15th? No, it was a while back. We had his birthday party and we had a snowstorm, so it was planned already, and there was no way anybody could get out of their house. And because I was expecting like 40 people, I had a full sheet of cake that sat at my house. I may have eaten half that cake and gained about 25 pounds. But I feel your pain with trying to plan stuff out, and this is a little different time with how things are going.
Well, it's the first birthday he's had, including the night after he was born, that I was not watching an NCAA tournament game. So,
oh, yeah.
We always have to plan around that when we do it. No such issues. We just, the virtual thing, we're all getting good at the Skype and the Zoom, the new world of Zoom and things like that. So, old guy like me, you know, learning new tricks, it's great.
Hey, all right. I mean, that's kind of how it is. You got to figure things out. Like, I'm doing this radio show from my dining room, which just feels so awkward. But, hey, we're almost done here, and I did want to get in the NFL draft with you. When I talk about the draft, you're one of the people I respect the most when we sit here and break it down, because I know you're watching all these players, and you have an opinion on everyone. But Ravens sit at 28. What are you feeling right now at that position of, I'm not going to ask you to tell me what player they take, but what do you feel comfortable with at 28?
So I would feel comfortable if, one of the linebackers, either Patrick Queen or Kenneth Murray, I prefer Queen over Murray, but if they would fall there, I'm okay with them. Some of the wide receivers I wouldn't be upset with. My favorite wide receiver in the entire draft is LaVisca Chenault out of Colorado. He was just fantastic all year. I don't know if he's actually a fit for the Ray, as good a fit as some of the other wide receivers that could be available there, someone like Denzel Mims out of Baylor, even a Justin Jefferson out of LSU, if Chenault is the type of receiver that the Ravens are going to try to, include in their offense. He reminds me of Boykin a little bit, although he's a better prospect than Boykin, but same type of style, physical receiver. And, all Boykin did all year is they asked him to block a whole lot. So you look at some of the offensive linemen. You obviously have a hole there with Yanda, and then they release Hurst. You look at some of the offensive linemen of Ruiz, could be real interesting there. I really like Lloyd Cushenberry out of LSU. I don't know if he's a first-round talent, if he sneaks somewhere in there. or even a Jonah Jackson, I wouldn't be upset with. So I think that's the range. I think, you know, I've seen some people mock some defensive linemen to the Ravens there. I don't think that either that Javon Kinlaw out of South Carolina gets even close to them. So, and then there's the running backs. We'll see what they do. I'm a big Jonathan Taylor guy. I know it's not the biggest need, but you always like to add playmakers around Lamar. And if someone like a Jonathan Taylor or even DeAndre Swift, we'll see where running backs kind of play out in this draft. Not a whole bunch of teams are looking for starting running backs ahead of the Ravens, so we'll see where they play out. But I wouldn't be upset with any of those guys I just mentioned.
Yeah, I really do like a lot of the running backs that you're bringing up. I just think the fan base would be so upset if they took one in the first round. But you know, like, look, let's be honest, Mark Ingram getting older. I don't know what people think about Gus Edwards or what the Ravens think about him. It was kind of odd in the playoffs to see him only get three carries. And then, you know, you drafted a running back not that long ago. But again, it's about finding value. And if one of these guys that maybe should be drafted higher and running backs aren't being as valued as highly as they have been in years past, I'm okay with it. Nothing bothers me with the Ravens because I do trust that front office more so than other ones. But I want to tell you my favorite receiver in the draft, and I'm not telling you he's going to be the best one. I just like the skill set, and I love when people watch him on film that they think he's slower than what he actually is Justin Jefferson. I said this to Vinny when I was working with him this week, that when you watch him, he's one of those guys that somehow, some way, it's third and five, it's a 6 or 7 yard catch. It's third and 13, he finds 14 yards, and he just has this knack for getting open when they need him. And then maybe it had something to do with Burroughs throwing him open or at least giving him a chance, but I feel like he made the play more times than not.
Yeah, I like Jefferson a lot. He's one of those guys in that range of 28 that could be, you know, a good fit there. I just wonder with the Ravens what the real plan is, because I look at the Ravens and you're building the speed. They did a good job of adding speed to the team last year. Are they going to continue that? There are some guys that can really run. They have the ammunition to go up if a Henry Ruggs starts to fall into the mid-teens in this draft. They have the ammunition with all the picks that they have to go and get a guy like that. I would love to see Henry Ruggs on this team with Brown and Hill and start adding as much speed as possible to the Ravens. I don't know if the 6'3", 6'4", receiver that is you know, more of a jump ball guy and outside the you know, a true outside guy is what the Ravens are trying to do with this offense. So that's my only question. We'll see. You know, every year there's been something a little bit different with Lamar and how the offense has been pushed forward. We'll see if that's something that they're looking to do this year.
Regardless of player position, where you might be taken, do you have a couple of favorite players in the draft?
Yeah, I do. You look, I'm going to start with tight end, actually. Mm-hmm. And maybe they are looking there, but I love the kid out of Dayton, Adam Trautman. I think that he's a guy that somewhere in with one of their third round pick, something like that. I think he's a guy that steps in right away, can be a very good complement for what they lost in Hurst. You look at the edge. We're always looking for edge players. I like the kid Joshua Uche out of Michigan. I think he's dynamic, has more than one move. I also like the kid out of Utah, Bradley Anye. I think he brings a competitive fire. And then you look to the offensive line a little bit more, and there's a kid out of University of Louisiana, Robert Hunt, that I think can come in and start at guard for you tomorrow. He's going to be a second round pick probably in this year's draft. But he, you know, the competition wasn't great, but when he went to the Senior Bowl and things like that, he just shut down everybody. He's a joy to watch on tape. Now, he's a monster of a man. I think he's something like 335 pounds and about 6'5", 6'6". But you watch him on tape, and it's like, I mean, guy, he just bulldozed guys. And he just looks like a type of player that the Ravens would love to just grab and put right into their starting lineup.
Is that a big concern for you with the offensive line, knowing that Yonda's retired? And when you look at it, I think you feel comfortable at tackle, not knowing Skura's, you know, where he's going to be. They were talking about him being ready for training camp or missing part of it. How do you feel about the offensive line coming in? Do you feel like it's a necessity right now?
I think they have to add to it. I don't think it's, you know, you look at how they played last year. I'm a big believer in Powers and what he can do. I liked him coming out of college. I liked his competitive fire and the little bit of the mean streak that he plays with. Center is my issue, obviously, with Skura being hurt. They're a little undersized there overall. I wonder, you know, if Bradley Bozeman, who was the center for Alabama, is ever going to get a chance to play center for the Ravens, or they're happy with him as a guard. I don't think you can ever have enough good offensive linemen, especially trying to keep your quarterback upright. I know he takes care of a lot of things, but if they can't get to him, he's even more dynamic. So you lost two. You're going to add in this draft somewhere. I think it gets kind of iffy after the third round with offensive line. I mean, they're solid players, obviously. But there are no surefire starters after about pick 90 in this draft.
Yeah, I think it's just about finding the right fit. So, you know, some guys perform better in other offenses depending on what you're asked to do. And I love hearing people talk about it. And I do believe that the more times you see a team, you start to figure some things out. But I don't know that anybody's stopping this Ravens offense anytime soon. I think you have to have the right personnel. And in my opinion, with how much money teams are spending on offense, I don't know that there's a lot of defenses in this league that can really slow them down.
No, that's a fair point. I mean, you know, it's turned into an offensive league. And, you know, you look at the last 2 years in the playoffs, and that's really been the only times that that the Ravens offense has been stopped under Lamar on a consistent basis. You know, the Chargers threw a defense at them that they had never seen. They tried something. They were one of those rare teams that could basically run a dime defense and you know, on every play, and they had some success with it. And, you know, Tennessee, you know, hurt them on the edge a little bit. I think the offensive game plan probably helped Tennessee a little bit more than people are probably, you so know, bad, some revisionist man. History on that. But, you know, you're right. Nobody has really stopped this offense, and, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how people defend them, because regular season, nobody's defended them well, pretty much, except in a pouring down rainstorm versus the 49ers. And then the offense, some things happen. So I think as the offense grows, as Lamar gets more comfortable and becomes a better thrower, I mean, if we could see the same improvement from year 2 to 3 that we saw 1 to 2, I mean, it's going to be tough to stop no matter what kind of defense you have on there. But a lot of good players coming out, a lot of good safeties, a lot of good corners in this draft. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out in probably the 1980 version of the NFL draft if you're playing the home game.
Hey, KZ, tell everybody where they can find you.
As always, you can find me in the pages of PressBox and PressBoxOnline.com. We just put out the ever-popular "What if the Ravens took a wide receiver with every one of their picks?" mock draft, which is popular, but it just goes to prove that they can find wide receivers at any point in any round in the draft. Once again, sweet spots probably around round 3 and 4 for me this year if they don't get one in the first round. But lots of preview, lots of mock drafts coming. We're only a month away now, so be pouring out some articles. Got nothing else to do, right?
No, nothing. Virtual birthday parties. Throw your son another one this
week. Virtual birthday
party. Yeah. Hey, Ken, appreciate...
They're quick.
Yeah, get everybody on FaceTime there. But appreciate you spending some time with us, and hopefully when all this stuff starts to blow over, we can have you on quite a bit more and talk some shop, man. I appreciate it.
Anytime, my friend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.